Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1400. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moshe and Lerafu Shalay Masara Bas Fega Liba. Okay, Baruch Hashem with Shvach Vahidah to HaKadosh Baruch, we've reached another plateau. 1400 Shirim in our Hilcha Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. Besides the shiurim we have in Hilchas Brachas, we should all be gesund und stark weiter, continuing learning Hilchas Shabbos and Brachas together. Okay, getting back to the halachas of Hachana, preparations for the week. Okay, so the Sefer Lamites Malachas, we're trying to go through obviously various different Sfarim. Sefer Klolim has a whole section on Hachana, of course, Sefer Lamites Malachas, others. Like we mentioned in the past, it's spread out throughout various different places in the Shulchan Aruch, so there's not one real simon per se, so we're trying to pull out bits and pieces and get the concepts of what Hachana, the real preparation for the week, that Isser really is. So the Sefer Lamites Malachas brings down on page 123, 123, interesting, and he talks about something which we spoke about a few shiomer ago, which is where we got it from, actually, in reference to going to sleep, right? We said going to sleep on Shabbos, of course, I'm like asleep, but if somebody wants to go to sleep, right, let's say tonight is Shavuos, I want to stay up all night, so I'm going to go to sleep, I'll sleep extra, like this I'll be refreshed, I'll be able to stay up the whole night, or whatever the case is, I have a chasna to go to, well, chasna wouldn't be so much on Motzi Shabbos, but be it as it may, I want to be well rested to do a certain mitzvah, let's say, right? At nighttime, I'll have a seder, this and that. Okay, but be it as it may, so the question is, we said you could go to sleep, even sleep extra if a person has to, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or whatever the case is, but just not to say it out with one's mouth. Not to say, well, tonight Shavuot, so thereby I'm sleeping extra like this, I'll be able to, that one has to be careful not to say, or thereby I want to go do this and this mitzvah tonight, so thereby I'm going to sleep extra. So you have to be careful not to say it out. So just to read from on page 123 from the Sefer Lamites Malachas, how he explains that concept, we'll get a better understanding. And in conjunction with this, we'll see that a regular standard, like we spoke about last time from the Marshag, I think it was, that a regular action that a person does, like for example, I eat my food, I put it back in the fridge. You don't have to bedafka, leave the food. You know, the food won't get spoiled, whatever. It's a food that could sit outside for a day on the table. That's not the issue. So you don't have to bedafka leave a food that you finish eating from a bag or whatever outside, whereby you could put it in the fridge. So during the week, I put it in the fridge. I finish eating, I just put it back in the fridge, and that's like part of life, you know. It's not so bedafka. Now it's Shabbos, I can't put it back in the fridge because really I could do it Motzei Shabbos. You don't have to do that. That's a regular. Action that's done, a commonplace activity, he calls it, does the Sefer Lamites Malachas. So he says like this, in number K, actually. So he says like this, as explained earlier, not all acts of preparation are necessarily hachana, right? Not everything you do is an act of hachana. However, even where a hachana-like activity, a preparation-like activity, whereby it looks like an activity whereby you're preparing for the nighttime or for during the week, in itself is exempt, one is nevertheless not permitted to verbalize one's preparatory intentions, right? Like we said, the case of sleeping. You could sleep, no problem, but just don't say it. You're right, don't say, I'm sleeping for tonight. Doing so gives out the outward impression of achana, and is therefore forbidden. The same thing like we spoke about with the case of the dishes, right? We said you could put the dishes into a pan of water that was prepared from before Shabbos, but don't begadafka go and say, you know, hineni muchan, like, you know, kilo, like I'm picking up the dish off the table and I'm preparing for tonight, so thereby I'm putting it into pan. Don't say that. You put it in the sink, you put it in the pan. It's a regular activity, a regular commonplace activity, but just, and there's no, that's even better because there's no, that's even less of a problem because there's no extra activity at all, right? But just, again, not to say it out. So he brings the example which we spoke about in reference to food. One may return food to the refrigerator even if the food is not likely to spoil if left out until after Shabbos, right? It's on the table. I ate some cookies, whatever, that have to go back in the refrigerator, right? So don't say, well, I'll leave it there on Shabbos because, like this, I'm going to be saving time after Shabbos. I finished my cookies, I put it back in the fridge. You don't have to bedafka leave it on the table. So he says, as explained earlier, commonplace activities that are not thought of for their later benefit are not hachana, like we saw in the Sefer Kololim we spoke about from the Marshag, right? Returning food to the refrigerator is done by people as a matter of course, without any conscious thought that they are preparing the food for after Shabbos, right? Nobody in their right mind thinks, well, I'm putting my bag of cookies back in the fridge like this, I won't have to do it on Shabbos. Nobody thinks like that, right? So therefore, that would not be a problem. By preserving its freshness or for later time, whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, be it as it may, one should not say, again, back to what we said before, he brings down the Sefer Lam Tes Melachos. Nevertheless, one may not say, I am returning food to the refrigerator so that'll remain fresh for tomorrow, or that I'll save time tonight, right? Or that I'll have it for tomorrow. That you shouldn't say. Even though one might have in mind, it'll be preserved for tomorrow, or that I won't have to do it tonight, or whatever. Don't say that. It's just that's all we're saying. Don't say it with your mouth. I'm returning the food to the refrigerator. You eat, you put it back, finish it. Life goes on, as they say in English, right? So that's a simple case whereby it would not be a problem. Then he brings down some more examples. Just another example that we saw actually in the Sefer Kololim, right? The person is learning from a Sefer. We said, you finish the Sefer. I learn from a certain Sefer. I finish in my house. I put it back, right? Even though nobody's going to need the Sefer, I'm not going to need the Sefer, whatever the case is. There's no halacha that says you have to keep it on the table. In general, during the week, I finished learning the Sefer. I put it back on my shelf. But again, going in conjunction with what we're saying, one should not say, well, I'm putting a Badafka back on the shelf. Like this, I'll have it, you know, for after Shabbos or whatever the case might be, like this, I'll know where to find it after Shabbos. You don't have to say that. I finished learning, I put it back like a mensch, as they say in English, and that's it, finish. And even though there's nothing, you won't need it and nobody else is going to need this bedafka, this safer, till after Shabbos, and the fact that you might just leave it on the table is not going to hurt anybody. It's not in anybody's way. So you're not, so really you could wait till after Shabbos and put it away, right? But still, it's a regular commonplace, like we say, activity. I finish learning, I put it back. You finish learning this safer, you put it back. By the way, it's a very important thing to keep in mind in general, in shul, especially shul-based medrash. People, unfortunately, it gets a lot out of hand. People learn and they just leave the safer on the table. One has to be extremely careful to put it back. And I hear all the time, people complaining. I know myself. I'm looking many times for a certain safer, and it may be on this table, maybe on that table. You finish learning, you put it back. I mean, if a person's still using it, fine, it's one thing. You finish learning with the safer, you put it back. Other people, it's mamish. People are coming to learn. It's mamish bittul Torah. If I have to go looking for a safer, it takes me an extra 5 minutes. I look here, look there. That time I could have spent learning. So I'm just giving you. As we're on the subject already, one should keep in mind, extremely important thing, you finish learning, put it back. If you continue using it, fine, so that's nothing wrong. But again, even if somebody in their house, you're putting it back, I finished learning, I'm putting it back, it's a commonplace activity, this is how it goes, right? There's no isser whereby, there's nothing that says that you have to keep a bedafka on the table till after Shabbos. Okay, thank you for listening. As welcham bracha kol tov.